Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Carrie Prince, and I want to cancel anything that we've done through you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Could you tell me that zip code, please?
45042.
Could you say that one more time, ma'am?
45042.
First and last name again, ma'am. I do apologize.
Last name is Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E.
All right, Ms. Prince, can you verify the shipping address?
2333 Ada Drive, Middletown, Ohio, 45042.
All right, Ms. Prince, hold one moment as I access the account.
Do what now?
Hold one moment as I access the account.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Prince. It seems like a cooler was purchased on the 9th of May, which was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savers Club. Every month you are charged, and in return, you receive a gift card to be used in your email address.
Yeah, I'm not interested. It wasn't presented that way. It was presented as a gift from Dick's Sporting Goods. All I had to do was pay for shipping. So I paid $7.95. All I had to do was pay for shipping, and then it's turned into something completely different.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can do for you is I can cancel that account, so you won't have to worry about any charge passed today, all right?
Okay. And I want to get my money refunded.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but since this was a valid charge, all I can do is issue a refund of 35%.
Well, I have not received any product.
Yes, ma'am. It's a gift card that should have been issued into your spam folder, your email address.
No. See, I didn't know any of that. So I want the $56.95 refunded and the $7.95 for shipping.
Yes, ma'am. At the closer inspection, what I can do is issue the 50% for the most recent charge.
No, because I didn't know about the $56.95 charge. It was presented. I pay $7.95 for shipping, and that was it.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that, but I won't be able to issue any refund higher than that.
Can I speak to a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about that, but we all do follow the same protocol. So even if I were to transfer you to a supervisor, they would just reiterate the same thing, ma'am.
Well, I mean, it was falsely advertised.
Yes, ma'am. In the terms and conditions, it mentions to the customers that they will be enrolled and they will be charged if they do not call in within 48 to 72 hours.
Okay. Well, on the thing they sent me was 30 days. That's what it said.
You said what again, ma'am?
It said 30 days.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for that, but I really cannot issue anything past 50%.
Okay, can you go ahead and transfer me to a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am, but as aforementioned, they won't be able to issue anything higher either.
Well, I mean, I can take this to the Better Business Bureau.
Hold for a moment.
Use all social media outlets so that they can warn people not to get on it.
Yes, ma'am. What I was able to do was issue a full refund for your troubles for the most recent charge of the 6695, but I won't be able to do anything about the 795.
Okay, that's fine. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.